Last week, I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week. The more views you get till the end of your video, the more the Reels algorithm pushes your video out. And if you're gonna start posting more valuable content, you will see a return of your following growing. Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, founder of Instagram Marketing 101, social media expert and entrepreneur. I'm super excited to have you guys here. Thank you for tuning in. And today we're going to talk about how to use Instagram Reels to grow on Instagram. So if you do not yet know, last week I grew 100,000 followers in 1 week. So let me repeat that again, 100,000 followers in just 1 week. It is super crazy. And that is just proof that Instagram Reels is the place to be, number one, and number two, that it really works. You can really go viral. And I am the proof of how that's possible. Now, this program is brought to you by Instagram Marketing 101 2.0, which is actually a course program that is created to help you grow in thousands on Instagram and also start making money off of your Instagram account. If you never checked that out before, I will link that in the link for the Spotify version of the podcast. And if you're listening anywhere else, go ahead and check it out in the bio of my Instagram account at Valerie Lisitsina. I am so happy that you are here. I know that you're dedicated and that is so awesome. That is one of the first steps to actually grow on Instagram is learning. So that is amazing. And if you want to learn even more further, you can go ahead and check out my program because it has helped hundreds of students really go from zero to thousands of followers and also start making money on Instagram, which is awesome. So I'd love to see you there as well. Go ahead and check that out. Now, in order for you to really understand how Reels works and how to grow on Instagram using Instagram Reels, let's talk about what are Reels. So I highly recommend you take notes during my podcast episodes because if you don't, the information that you learn may not be effective and it's kind of like comes in one ear, goes out the other. So I would love if you can actually take in the info and apply it to your strategy on Instagram, which is going to be the best option and it's going to be the most effective way that you can listen to the podcast. But let's talk about what Instagram Reels are, and maybe you still haven't even gotten the chance to create one in the first place or publish one, then this will be very useful to you. So Instagram Reels is really a dupe of TikTok. A lot of people, if you have been on TikTok, you may understand this whole concept, but a dupe is pretty much a copy and people say that it is very similar to TikTok, and indeed it is. And on the Reels, we have very short videos that are under 30 seconds long, so you cannot post anything that's longer. They are quick, they're fast, there is music, and there's also text that can be laid over Reels videos. So it's pretty simple. I'm sure that you have seen them before, especially if you're interested in creating them. In addition to that, Instagram Reels also has a For You page, which is similar to the TikTok For You page. So what that is pretty much the explore page where the algorithm of the Reels actually pushes out content based on your preferences. So if you're somebody who enjoys fitness videos, workout videos, some kind of motivational videos, these are the videos that are going to pop up on your explore page. And that's not the same kind of videos that are going to pop up on my explore page. So on my Reels explore page, I'm going to get videos that are going to have to do with photography, maybe some Instagram tips, posing tips, stuff like that. So whatever your preferences are is what's going to show up on yours, on your For You page. So quote unquote For You page, because it's pretty much a very similar algorithm to TikTok. And also a very important key that I want to point out is the fact that this algorithm on the Reels is actually very beneficial. The fact that it actually shows people their preferences is amazing. And for creators and influencers like us, it gives us the ability to be shown to people that are not following us. So if you know how the Instagram feed algorithm works, it's pretty much very hard nowadays to really hit or reach people who aren't following you. So when you post something on the Instagram feed, your post will be shown to only your followers. And that is just one of the downsides to Instagram feed algorithm. But on the Reels algorithm, you get shown to people who aren't following you. So this is the amazing part. This is the key. And this is what makes it a golden algorithm. And this is what made me blow up to 100,000 followers in 1 week, because the algorithm actually pushes your content out. So if it sees that people are watching your video over and over again, it's like, okay, so this is a good video. Let's push it out to more people who are also interested in fashion or fitness, or for in my case, it was Instagram tips. And so the algorithm starts showing your video to more and more people. And guess what? If your video is effective, people will actually start following you because of that. So that is amazing. We get free exposure with it. The Reels algorithm that we never had on Instagram for the past couple of years after Instagram algorithm really got harder for influencers. Now let's talk about the difference of TikTok versus Instagram Reels, just so we don't confuse them too much. And for those that don't know too much about TikTok, maybe this will very much help you as well. So the Instagram Reels is a feature inside the Instagram app itself, but TikTok is a platform. So it's separate from Instagram. It is its own platform. And on Instagram Reels, for now, we can create videos that are under 30 seconds. On Instagram, you do have a time limit of 1 minute. So it's a little bit larger. Next, if you share a reel on the stories, so if you posted something on Reels and then you want to share it on stories, it will disappear in 24 hours. But if you post a TikTok video, it will stay there for 24 hours. So that's kind of a difference that we have. Also, you can edit through the Reels editor, kind of what TikTok has. That's kind of what they're trying to recreate in the Reels platform, but it's a lot harder, honestly. I personally do not even edit my videos inside Reels itself. I use third-party apps. It's just a little bit easier and more effective in my perspective, and I'm sure a lot of us actually think so as well. I'm sure that Reels will get better with their editing options, but for now, it's just kind of a little bit behind in my opinion. And to sum all of this up, Reels and TikTok are definitely on the competition side. There's definitely this pressure that Reels is feeling from TikTok. That is one of the reasons why they even created that. I'm sure that Instagram saw that TikTok is doing very well. TikTok blew up very much during quarantine. So about like April, a year ago, when coronavirus kind of just started, people started to get on social media more often and TikTok took off. People started to blow up like crazy, and Instagram realized that, okay, we need to start creating something that's similar, and they started to develop Reels. So that is really the background. This is all we need to know about TikTok versus Instagram Reels. In regards to creating Reels videos, Instagram actually gives us two options. You can, number one, press and hold and record a video right off the bat, right on Instagram. And I think that most of us probably don't use this option. I don't even know why they even put that there. But number two is to upload your own footage, which is edited, which is awesome. And I think that most of us do this. In the first set of tips I really want to give to you guys today, to those who are dedicated and listening and are about to go viral on Reels as well, I want to give you guys 5 tips to creating Instagram Reels. I know it's very new. First of all, I know that a lot of us are not video editors, and that really may be a big barrier. So this may be a big barrier to you actually starting on Instagram Reels, and I definitely feel you. So I'm here to actually show you guys what are the good apps to use, how to create a good video, you know, how to make it interesting. So let's talk about that. It's pretty important to your video editing skills. So number one, please write this down. If you're driving, don't do that. But if you are available, if your hands are free, go ahead and take some notes on your phone or on a notebook. So number one is to edit inside the app InShot. So InShot is a video editing app. It is free. It has things like music overlay, so you can put music over your videos using that app. If you don't know where to find music, you can use that app. It's free. Number two, you're gonna have effects on there, so like transitions where the video kind of like switches over, or the video flies up and the next video starts. Then there's also filters. Filters are awesome. I like to put like lighting adjustments on my videos, or just add some filter on top of it. So that is awesome. So it's a very good app. Highly recommend. Also, you can put text over your videos using the app. Totally forgot, but it's really important. So it's a very, very amazing app. Highly recommend. I use it for all of my videos. So obviously it's very important. And lastly, one very important feature, if you still don't know how to do this, you can use InShot for that. So if you don't know how to do voiceovers, so that is when you're talking over a video, like with your voice, that is a really good app. And I actually have a tutorial on that on my Reels video. So you can go to my profile, check that out. There's a video, it's called How to Do Voiceover. And it's awesome if you want to do a tutorial and you want to put your voice over it, you don't want to have your face in the video, go ahead and use that. Perfect for those who are introverts and don't like showing your face out there. And that's fine, but definitely recommend showing your face if you can, to work up there, to get your way up, to actually have a personal brand and really connect with your followers through facial recognition and talking to your followers, if that makes sense. But number two, let's talk about TikTok. So you can also use TikTok to edit your videos. That's number two in creating Reels. You can use TikTok. A lot of my videos are from TikTok. So I'll post my actual Reels videos on TikTok first, and then I'll post them onto the Reels algorithm on Instagram. And what I do sometimes is I just slap a video together inside TikTok. It's just easier because I'm posting there anyways. But if you are already using TikTok, this may be an option for you. If you're not using TikTok, then maybe it's better for you to just edit everything inside InShot. My third tip in creating Reels videos is to recycle old content. So very important. And I'll tell you that for my first couple of videos on Instagram Reels, even on TikTok, I literally just used my old videos. I never even created anything new because I am a content creator and I had lots of stuff piled up already. I had videos I made previously, so I just reused them. So if you have been on Instagram for a while, if you have been content creating for a while, you probably have videos that you can just reuse, or you can just re-edit. Like I had a lot of posing videos that I did, and I just made them shorter so they could fit into 15, 20 seconds. And I just posted that on Instagram Reels. So that is very effective. It also saves you lots of time. And it's really good for testing purposes. So once you shoot these into the Reels algorithm, you can actually see, okay, what videos are performing well from your old recycled content. And once you can see which videos are doing well, you can start creating more videos in the ones that are actually doing great. So I hope that helps. That is my third tip to recycle old content. Number four is to research before creating videos. Very important in the process of content creation for the Reels algorithm. So you want to make sure that your videos are actually going to do well. And the way to actually check is to just see simply what other people are posting. If people are posting more of tutorials, maybe you should start making more tutorial-like videos. They're making, for example, if you're in fitness, and what I would do if I was in fitness, I would go ahead and see what other fitness influencers are posting on the Reels algorithm, even on TikTok, and seeing, okay, so if people are posting workout videos, like quick 15-second workout videos, I'd probably start doing workout videos as well instead of doing something completely different, because people are already successful with those videos, which proves that's what people want. That's what audience wants to see. So you can really recreate that. I'm not saying that you should copy other people's videos. No, but I'm saying that you can use other people's posts as inspiration and research for your videos. And our last tip, our fifth one, is to upload custom covers, if desired, to other Reels as you post them. So if you've never seen this option, if you click on the cover of your Reels video before you post it, you can actually select a picture from your camera roll. And you can Google search that if you don't really get what I'm saying. But that is a fun fact, and you can also use that to make your Reels videos more aesthetic. I'm not too concerned personally for my videos on uploading separate covers, just because I'm always pushing out content and I don't have time to create new covers for every one of my videos. I post about 2 videos a day, so it's just a lot more time consuming for me. But if you're more like one of those people who is very aesthetic and you're like, I can't ruin my feed with these ugly Reels videos, so you can just upload a cover. And I totally get you, because I used to be like that. I used to care so much about my feed. I would never post a picture until I actually tested, you know, through those like feed apps that can like see if you post a picture what your feed is going to look like. I used to do that all the time, but then I realized that it doesn't really matter too much how your feed looks like. It's really more about the content you push out, because your feed may look like Beyonce's feed, but you may not be having active followers. You may be getting barely any likes just because your content isn't very interesting. So that is something I had experience with. And if you really want to, you can upload a custom cover. That is just something I really wanted to point out to you guys. That is an option that you have when you're creating and then posting these Reels videos. So again, let's do a recap in case you missed something. So the 5 tips to creating Reels videos is: number 1, editing inside the app InShot, which is free. Number 2 is to use TikToks to edit your videos. You can also do that. Number 3 is to recycle old content. Don't forget to reuse videos that you have previously made. Number 4 is to research before creating videos, which is very important. Do not miss out on this step, because it may cause you crucial hours of work that was useful, and then you'll find out that, hey, maybe I should have done something else. Number 5 is to upload custom covers if desired. So now that you know all these 5 tips, you can get started today right after listening to the podcast episode, okay? No excuses. I gave you everything you need to know to get started and to create your first Reels video. My next tip to you guys is going to be one of the best ones from this podcast episode, so take notes, pay attention right now. So these are the 3 tips to go viral and grow on the Reels algorithm. So very, very important, 3 tips to go viral and grow. Now let's get started and dive into the first tip right away. Number 1 is to post daily. I know this may be something that you are struggling with, and guess what? A lot of people who start off on Instagram are struggling with this factor, is to be consistent. Being consistent is one of the hardest things, but guess what? Once you get past this, it just becomes a regular habit for you to post every day. So don't be scared. Also, I know I used to be super scared to post every day. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to annoy my followers so much. People are get tired of me. And guess what? Some people will get tired of you because they're like, why is she posting every day? And those are the people who shouldn't be your followers in the first place, and they can unfollow you, and that's okay. But there are going to be people who are going to be loyal followers and will actually want to see more of your content. So do not worry about that at all. Don't let that stop you from being consistent at all, because if you really want to make money on Instagram, if you really want to become an influencer, you're going to have to be consistent. That is something you're going to have to learn how to do. Another important factor I wanted to talk about when it comes to posting daily is that the Instagram algorithm very much likes you to be consistent. It wants to see that you're creating content constantly, because that is what's going to be pushed out there, and it's really going to just show your content to more people after the algorithm sees that. So I know that for myself, I try to post every day. I do sometimes leave weekends out, so I'll post during the week like 5 times, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just Saturday, Sunday, I don't post at all, because I like to take breaks. Also, you know, I don't want to put pressure on you to be like, oh my gosh, I need to do so much work, because I do want you to be comfortable. I don't want you to burn out when it comes to being consistent on Instagram, but also know that you should be taking breaks. You know, like, it's okay to take a break from social media for like the weekend. But at the same time, I also like to tell my students, especially inside my program, that being consistent is very important, because if you're not taking Instagram seriously, why should your followers take you seriously? It's very important. And lastly, posting every day helps you analyze what's doing well. If you're not posting daily, but you're posting like 2 times a week, it's going to be very hard for you to see if the videos are doing well, or like what kind of videos do well. If you're only posting 2 or 1 video a week, like, it's going to be just taking you a month to find out, oh wow, people like lip tutorials more than, you know, eye tutorials. Well, that's going to take a whole month for you to find out. But if you post every day for a week or 2 weeks, you're going to be able to see that, okay, these videos get more views, so I should start making more of these videos, not the other ones that don't really get views at all. So simply posting every day really gives you these analytics, this research that you can do on your own profile, which is awesome. So write this down right now. I want you to take notes again. Post daily. That is my number 1 tip out of the 3 tips to go viral and grow using Reels. All right, jumping into number two, let's get started. Number two is to create short videos. Now, this may be a good thing and a bad thing for some people. So this may be a bad thing if you're used to creating long videos for like YouTube or something. If you have been doing that, it's kind of tough to understand how short videos work. But the pluses and the pros to actually creating short videos is that they don't take long to edit. I know that maybe if you're starting off and you've never edited videos before, it may be a while, but guess what? It's actually going to get easier and easier after that. And for me, it takes me about 5 minutes to edit one Reels video, and that is very, very fast. I used to post YouTube videos regularly, and it took me about like an hour and a half to edit one YouTube video because there's so much things that go into YouTube videos. Like, you need to edit the audio, you need to edit the filter on your video, and that takes a while because the colors are super hard on a camera. It's not just like an iPhone video. And number three, you have to cut everything to make your video make sense, you know, and put transitions on top of it. So it's very tough. But when you're creating a 15 or 20 second video, it's just so much easier. It just takes you 5 minutes. You put stuff together, you cut the video if you need to, and it's just fast. Also, you need to understand, coming from a marketing expert, I have a bachelor's as well in business marketing. You guys, people's attention span is so short. So people see videos, they watch it for 2 seconds, and 2 seconds already decides for them if it's a good video that they're gonna watch or no. So people have super short attention spans. You don't want to give them a 1 minute video about curling your hair. You know, it's just too long. Take 15 seconds. Put everything into those 15 seconds, the best content you have, and that's going to be so much more viewable for people. People are going to want to watch that so much more better. And then guess what? More people are going to watch that till the end. Not only will more people watch it, but more people watch it till the end, because if your video is long, people are not going to watch till the end. They simply don't want to watch it. It's way too long. And another thing that is actually quite important is the fact that the more views you get till the end of your video, the more the Reels algorithm pushes your video out. So I'm going to repeat that again. So the more your videos get watched till the end, so the more people that watch your video till the end, the more the Instagram algorithm actually pushes your video out. So that is very important. Keep your videos short. That is my main reasons why. I hope that's enough to convince you to keep your videos short. If you don't want to keep your videos short, you can go ahead and experiment on your own, but it's going to take you a long time to actually go viral. So highly recommend, if you look at my videos, they're pretty short, most of my videos, and that is definitely why they're successful. Now, recap time to what we just learned, just so you don't forget. So the three tips to going viral. Number one, we just learned that you need to post daily because the algorithm likes that and you can analyze what does well. Number two, you want to create short videos because people's attention span is short, and if you get more people to watch your video till the end, the algorithm of the Reels will actually push your video out more. So that is very important. So let's go ahead and dive into the third tip. Very important tip. If we had a drum roll inside this podcast, probably would have it here too. So number three is to give value. Value. Not val, but value. You want to give people value because this is what's going to get people to actually watch you, to follow your account, especially if you have more tips on your account. So if you are a makeup artist, please post videos that are helpful to people because they will want to stay on your account if you post valuable content. And in order for you to understand this a little bit better, let me just help you understand from a follower's perspective. So if I was a follower who just found your account and you have some kind of lifestyle Instagram page with cute photos of you, that's awesome. But as a follower, that does not affect me in any way, and that doesn't bring me value at all. So that's cute. I'm really happy that you have cute Instagram photos and you look like heck a bomb. Your lighting is on fleek, golden hour lighting on every picture, and you have fire outfits, but that does not affect me in any way, sort of, any way, form or shape, right? That's what people say. And most likely I won't even follow you. as a follower, I'll go on your account and I'll check you out. Maybe I'll stalk you, but I won't follow you because there's nothing that you can benefit me with. Now, let's take the same person, me, the follower, who's going to go on your account, and your account has recipes for cooking. Like, all you post is amazing recipes, quick 20-minute recipes at home with everything you have, something like that. Like, if you're posting recipes, that's great. And when I go on your account, I'm like, dang, there's so much value here. I can actually take something away. Or, for example, tomorrow I'm going to make one of your recipes that you just posted. And that is value. So I'm going to be actually converting. I will follow your account because there's value there. So you need to understand and kind of think as a follower and get that, like, get on that level to understand what people think about your account. And maybe even analyze your own account. And that is why it's super important when it comes to value. And I can't stress this enough. And I always tell my followers, those who listen to my podcast, and my students on Instagram, that they need to post valuable content. And same thing applies to Reels videos. And in order for you to post tips and tricks, DIY videos, hacks, you need to have a niche. And in my last podcast episode, you need to listen to that. If you still don't have a topic for your Instagram account, I talk about how to find a niche. A niche is a subject that your account is focused on. So very, very important. Another very important concept I'm not going to talk about right now, just because I already had a podcast episode from a week ago posted on that. So check that out. And if you do, or if you did listen to that podcast episode, then go ahead and post your Reels videos in your topic. And I don't know what your topic is, so let's say that your topic is photography, then go ahead and research what other photographers are posting. Or even go look at blog posts. Like, what information is important to people? Is it how to edit? Is it how to pose your clients? Or how to get more photography jobs? Or the best, I don't know, cameras out there? Is that the kind of stuff people are looking for? So do research in your niche, in your topic, and then start creating Reels videos based on those interesting topics, based on this value. So if I was a photographer, I'd probably start off with posting, first of all, you can post behind the scenes videos. This is fun too. So I've seen a lot of photographers post videos of them shooting a couple, and then they'll post like the results for the last 2 seconds with like a beat drop. It sounds like cool. I'm sure you guys have seen these on TikTok, but that's amazing. And you can also post tips, the best cameras to use, the best lenses to use. You can create little 15-second videos with that. And it's awesome. It really does work. People like this kind of stuff. And if you're going to start posting more valuable content, you will see a return of your following growing because of the value you bring. Now, if you're taking notes, perfect time right now to make sure you got everything. So I want to give you the tips again to go viral on Instagram and grow. Number one, post daily. Number two, create short videos. And number three, give value. I hope you can take these away and take action. That is one of the biggest things I tell those who are listening to my podcast, is that you need to take action, because I can give you the best tips in the world, but if you don't actually apply them to your life, they're ineffective. Now, I want to debunk some myths I have been saying on Instagram for the last part of our podcast episode. So I have been seeing some people post stuff like, quote unquote, don't use TikTok videos on the Reels algorithm. So first of all, to that comment, I have been using TikTok videos this whole month, pretty much, and maybe a little bit even more. And all of them have TikTok watermarks. I don't know if you guys have noticed on the very bottom of my videos to the right, you can actually see TikTok watermarks, because what I do is I actually post my videos on TikTok first, and then I save them as a live video. I convert them to a video, and then I post them on Instagram Reels. And guess what? I still blew up 100K followers in 1 week. And to those who say that that doesn't work, I would actually ask them how well their videos did, you know? Also, like a little FYI, don't trust everybody who gives you tips on Instagram just because they're giving you tips. I definitely recommend checking out their profile and to see if they're legit, if their tips can be valuable, because you need to see, you know, like, for example, I just saw this post today. And I was like, okay, so this guy's telling me not to use TikTok videos. And I went on his profile and his views are like 10,000 followers, you know, I mean, sorry, 10,000 views, 15,000 views. And I'm not trying to be like discriminative when it comes to like, oh, views, but I'm like, okay, I probably wouldn't take advice from this person just because their views aren't, you know, viral, as I would say. So that is just my opinion. So something I want you to look out for is to not take advice from people who aren't experienced in this area. So when it comes to using TikTok videos, you can use TikTok videos and repost them on the reels and you can go viral and they will explode if it's an effective video. Now, there's another thing when it comes to the TikTok watermark. People are saying that it might get less views just because the TikTok watermark is there. And I'm not sure how true that is because this just came out today or 2 days ago on Instagram creators page. So it may be true that Instagram may start monitoring those TikTok watermarks. So all you have to do is just crop them out or screen record your TikTok videos. That's actually something I've done today. I just screen recorded my TikTok video and that kind of made it very nice quality. And also I didn't have any watermarks there. So that's probably what I'm going to just start doing. You know, these people are giving these tips out there and telling you what to do and not what to do. And I'm just like, hey, is this a valid person to take advice from? You know, that is just something I would think about before listening to anybody. And even listening to me, you want to check out my profile first, check out my Instagram Reels videos, and then see for yourself if you can really take my advice, you know, and it comes to all creators and all people who try to educate others. In my next and last thing that I want to debunk, I heard people say don't use large text on your Reels videos. And that is very funny because how are you supposed to have a cover or a introduction to what the video is about? How are you going to tell people that you're going to give them 3 tips on Instagram growth if you can't put large text in your videos? So just, it's kind of funny to me. I wouldn't recommend listening to everybody out there, like I said. And I recommend using large text, not certain, like necessarily super large to cover your face and the whole video, but you can use text in your videos to get your point across. Don't be scared of that and do not listen to everybody out there. That is my, you know, word of encouragement for you guys today and word of caution. Now, I'm super excited for you because you have made it till the end of this podcast episode and you're ready to get on Instagram Reels and kill it. I'm super excited for you because you can grow. There's so much potential there. And right now is the best time to get on the Instagram algorithm because we don't know how it's going to be a year from now. We don't know if it's going to be as effective. So get on Instagram Reels right now. There's no better time. And if you are going to be doing following these tips and actually being consistent on Instagram Reels, you will see results and you'll be happy with them. So I'm super excited for you. I know you will do well because you're right here, you're listening, and you're dedicated. So get on Instagram Reels. And lastly, I wanted to give you guys a free PDF growth hacks that I have for you guys. So this is a free PDF download. You can find it in the bio of my Instagram account, or I will also link it in the Spotify version of this podcast episode. So you can download that free growth hacks PDF. I love giving these away for you guys. If you already downloaded it, then you know it's good. If you still haven't, go ahead and check that out. It's free growth hacks that are organic. I give them to you guys and you can download them and use them for your account. And again, thank you so much for listening. I'm really proud of where you are and where you're going. And I have hope in your future and your success on Instagram. And I'm here to help you through that process. I will see you guys on Instagram, on my stories, and also on the next podcast episode.